getting a divorce, even thinking about getting a divorce, can be overwhelming, scary, and sometimes exciting. Join divorce coach and mediator Mandy Walker for conversations about divorce. The more you know, the easier it will be to make your divorce healthier, less stressful, and to put it behind you. Here's Mandy.
Welcome to Conversations About Divorce. I'm Mandy Walker, and today we're talking about divorce recovery programs. How often have you read about someone reflecting back on their divorce, how awful it was at the time, how it wasn't their choice, and yet how they wouldn't go back to that marriage again now? How much they've learned since then, how much they themselves have changed. And then compare that to the person who talks bitterly about their ex, even years after the divorce. And the person doesn't have a new circle of friends, doesn't have new interests, and say that everything would be okay if they just hadn't gotten divorced. What's the difference? The difference comes with healing from the emotional trauma, and that's what divorce recovery programs are designed to do. So what can you expect from a recovery program? When's the right time to participate in one? Do they actually work? Well, that's what we're talking about today. And my guest today is Zena Arinzi, who's based in London, England. She's a very multi-talented lady and author of Reinvent You, How to Move from We to Me After Divorce. And her signature byline is Believe and Live Again. Now, even just saying that is inspiring. Welcome, Zena.
Thank you so much, Mandy. I'm thinking, are you talking about me or are you talking about someone else?
No, I'm talking about you.
Thank you so much.
In my introduction, I just briefly described two kind of choices about life after divorce. You can be a survivor or a victim. And I think you talk about that in your book. But isn't there a third choice? Is it where you just kind of go through it in neutral, a kind of so what attitude? It's common. It's no big deal. Do you see that at all?
Yes, I do. It's funny you should say that because, you know, typically, you know, you should either grow through your divorce or go through it, you know. And when you go through it, like you've just pointed out, you feel you're okay, but you're not. You feel, well, you know, good riddance, it's happened, I've moved on, but you haven't. Because what normally happens, you know, a year down the line, 2 years down the line, 3 years, it could be 10 years down the line, something hits you. It could be a funeral, you know, of a family member, or someone that you knew together when you were in a unit, and suddenly all those emotions come flooding back and you realize that you have not grown through that divorce. So, you know, you feel bitter, you're thinking, oh God, you know, if it wasn't for him or if it wasn't for her, you know, if we were still together, we, all those emotions that you weren't able to actually voice out at the time because you were a bit blasé about it. You know, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. But you're not. So, yeah.
Right. And I was thinking that when I hear somebody say that, I often think that they're just at the time, they're just emotionally disconnected. And that can impact future relationships. It means that you can't get that sort of interpersonal connection that really helps to sustain relationships.
That's so true, Mandy, because, you know, what people don't realise, I mean, we say it all the time, but people don't actually realise that you do have a grieving process, just like you would do if you lose a loved one. You do have stages of divorce, emotional grief stages of divorce. You know, you've got the denial, you know, you've got the, you know, the anger, you've got, you know, the depression, and, you know, and all these other stages, and then you finally have acceptance. But not what typically happens is that some people find themselves in that denial stage. I mean, there isn't, it's not like you do denial 1 year and the next stage, you know, 2 months, you know, you can go backwards and forwards, right, until you're finally healed. But what you find is if you are at that denial stage or that bargaining stage, which is the next stage, you meet someone else, you take baggage into a new relationship. You know, you without meaning to, sometimes you compare and you're thinking, well, he or she's going to treat me just like the other ones. And so you're not really able to really open up and receive that new love that's, you know, coming to you. But
so What is the difference between learning and growing from your divorce and getting over it and moving on?
Well, when we talk about growing, Mandy, we're talking about, okay, what are the lessons that I need to learn? And that doesn't matter who, it's not about blaming yourself or blaming someone else. It's about taking responsibility for your life. Okay, I was in a we relationship with my spouse or my partner. Now I'm in a me relationship. What do I need to learn? What are the lessons I need to learn? Do I need to learn to be more boundaried, for instance? Do I need to learn how to let go of bitterness? Do I need to work on my assertiveness or my emotional intelligence? I mean, there's so many things you can learn. And I mean, it's so funny. In a relationship, we kind of look at the other person. He's all wrong. She's all wrong. And we don't look inwardly at ourselves. And so, you know, when you get a divorce, it's a wonderful opportunity to relearn who you are, to rediscover what makes you tick, to figure out what are your values, what are the things that you've taken on board which you shouldn't have done, what are the kind of actions or thoughts or thought processes that do not honour you. And the only way you can do that is when you reflect. After all the pain and all the, you know, all the court processes and all that, you sit back and reflect and think, okay, how can I grow through this?
So do you think that, is that always a conscious decision? I think that, I mean, divorce recovery programs are more common now. I think a lot more people are aware of them. It's more for familiar vocabulary. So I think that people are more likely to make a conscious decision about, oh, well, this is what I need to do. But can people kind of recover from a divorce by accident?
I think you can. I think you can. I mean, I'd like to say, well, when I got divorced, when I was divorced, I didn't even know that anything like this existed. You know, I just kind of, like, you know, just muddled through it. But really, because there is help available and there is support available, you're better off getting your own cheerleader, getting someone that really supports you. I mean, your family, your friends are fantastic, but they don't really understand. And after a while, you might feel guilty because, you know, you keep offloading onto them without meaning to. But when you have, you know, support that's been designed for someone like you, for someone that's going through what you're going through, it makes the healing process more intentional. But to go back to your question, you can actually heal accidentally. You can. But I think it takes longer because you don't know what you're doing.
Right. Right. So a structured program is going to guide you through what you need in more effectively.
Absolutely. And give you clarity for your future, because typically when you go through a relationship breakdown or a divorce, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of overwhelm. Sometimes you make decisions that you shouldn't be making. There's about someone being there to hold the space for you. And maybe you're listening right now and you're actually going through a divorce as we speak. You would need someone to hold the space for you, to give you suggested, you know, tips in how to speak to your attorney. Because, you know, sometimes you make decisions, oh, let him just take the house, or I want this, and maybe those are not the kind of decisions you need to be making. So it's really important that you have the right support with you that can help walk you through what you're going through, either pre-divorce or while you're divorcing, or even post-divorce when you want to recover.
Well, I'm going to ask you more questions about that in a little bit, but I wondered, you know, what is the difference between doing a divorce recovery program and working with a therapist?
And that's a very, very good question. A therapist talks about your past. So a therapist typically would try to uncover, you know, things from your past so that you can be healed now. But when you work with a divorce recovery coach, he or she is trying to talk about your future, to help you dig really deep within to make decisions that affect your future in terms of setting new goals, in terms of, you know, really drilling down. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time after your divorce? What do you want to do in terms of your career? What do you want to do in terms of your finances? If you're a stay-at-home mom, do you want to, you know, start a new career? Do you want to go back to work? Do you want to go back to school? You know, we, you know, help you to set these goals and really give you, keep you accountable and give you clarity to see, to, you know, for you to know whether these goals that you have set for yourself are actually achievable, and to actually measure them and celebrate you when you do achieve them.
And is the work on grief and anger and forgiveness that you were talking about earlier part of all of that discussion?
Absolutely, absolutely. Without, especially with regards to forgiveness, and it's not about, I mean, it's important to forgive your spouse or ex-partner. That's really, really important for you to move ahead. But it's even more important to forgive yourself.
Right, right. So, well, Zina, let's talk about timing for doing a divorce recovery program. Because I was thinking the moment that you realize that your marriage is over, regardless of whether it was your decision or your spouse's, you're in shock. And I think that may be too soon to get into one of these kind of very structured programs. I think, you know, you've talked about needing support when that does happen and support through the legal process. I absolutely agree with that, but I think that that's different than being in a structured divorce recovery program. So I'm wondering if you think that, you know, you can you do one of those programs too soon? Maybe it doesn't matter if you redo it, or is there a time that you should wait to be able to participate fully?
I don't think you should. I think it's different for each person. It's always based on an individual basis, what you actually need. For some people, the second they get their decree absolute, they're devastated. And, you know, they're going through the different stages of grief.
So, Zina, just for our listeners here in the US, the decree absolute is a UK term. Is that when the divorce is final?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
All right. What do they call it in the States?
Well, I guess it would be final decree.
Final decree. Okay. Yeah. So once, okay, for the sake of all of us, once you know that your divorce is final, there's no going back. You've got your certificate and everything. People react differently. Some people I hear have divorce parties, and they're like, "Yay! You know, thank God, it's over." And some other people, they're, you know, so devastated they can't move. You know, depression hits in. And so I would think, for me, in my opinion, my strong opinion would be to speak to someone as fast as possible. I mean, the first thing you could do is just have, you know, just take the benefit of a complimentary call. Most divorce recovery programs do have, you know, complimentary calls. So you can have that complimentary call. It's no obligation, you know, there's no obligation. Have a chat, talk through how you feel. And then when you're at a stage where you feel you're ready, you can go back.
Right.
Or, like rightly alluded to, Mandy, if you feel that you're ready to start now, start now. You can always do it again. If you've got a good relationship with your coach, you know, she might or he might say, okay, you need a 6-week program or 6-month program or 12-month program, depending on what you're struggling with most. It might be self-esteem. If it's self-esteem, then you need to start like ASAP. So you might not do the whole program. You might do aspects of the program.
Okay, so you're saying that they can really be tailored. A lot of these programs can be tailored to the individual. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's something to consider.
Absolutely.
Zina, we're going to take a short break here, and then I've got lots more questions for you.
Listeners, oh, my days.
Listeners, I want to remind you, I'm Mandy Walker. This is Conversations About Divorce, and today we're talking about divorce recovery programs. My guest today is Zina Arinze, who is based in London, England. She's a multi-talented lady and author of the book Reinvent You, How to Move from We to Me After Divorce. And Zina, I wondered if you'd like to share with our listeners what they could expect from your book.
Wow. From my book, it's basically, just as it says on the tin, helping you to move from we to me, helping you to know giving you tips and strategies that can help you reinvent yourself. Because obviously when you're in a two-person relationship, you're the wife of someone or the husband of someone, and suddenly you're by yourself, you're re-singled. So it's helping you to rediscover who you are, to live an abundant life by yourself until such a stage when you might be ready to move into a new relationship if that's what you want.
Right. And you have some guided exercises in the book as well, don't you, as I recall?
Yes, I do. It's a very colourful book because I like colour. I like to give people joy. You know, divorce is traumatic, but you can turn it around and have a wonderful new beginning, but the choice is yours.
Okay, great. Well, so, and listeners, that book again is Reinvent You, How to Move from We to Me After Divorce. It's available on Amazon.com. So, Zina, let's just go back and still talking about timing maybe here. And I think, you know, my impression is, you know, I'm not very familiar with the English process. I'm a lot more familiar with the US process, and the US process does vary state to state. But my impression that the English legal process is much more protected. And I'm wondering if you think if the divorce recovery program is something that someone can take on while they're going through the legal process, or if they should wait until the formalities are over. You know, what I've seen here is that because the legal process here, especially in Colorado where I am, is very compact, from filing until final decree, it could be just 90 days. And the court, and you have to, you're expected to meet court deadlines during that process. The people only have so many hours in a day. And if you're working, you're parenting, you're trying to go through this legal process, do you have the bandwidth to then take on participating in a structured program where you have assignments to work through grief and anger and forgiveness?
That's a very good question. To be fair, you know, going through a divorce is absolutely all-consuming. And you're correct. I would suggest that, you know, you wait until you've received your final decree, or as we say here in the UK, your decree absolute, because it, you know, just the legal process by itself is so devastating. You know, you've, like you rightly said, you've got deadlines to fill, you've got paperwork to fill, you've got to talk about, you know, what your financial standing is, you've got to exchange all sorts of things. Sometimes the court case can be adjourned, and you know, you have to come back again. Sometimes people are hiding, you know, property and stuff. You know, it can get really messy, and you're absolutely correct. I don't think it's the time to start a recovery program. However, once you get your final decree, and I was going to say decree absolutely.
Yeah, that's okay. We can do translations.
Once you get your, you know, final decree, it's about, okay, it's time to rebuild. What do I do? Where do I go from here? Who am I?
Yes. So, and the alternative, which I have seen work successfully for some people, is when they know that the marriage is over, but they haven't started on the legal process yet. And there's kind of a conscious decision or an agreement by the two people to kind of hold off on the legal process for a variety of reasons. Then it could be possible to do one of these programs because you do have the time to invest fully in it.
But you know, the thing is, there are positives from that, because sometimes couples come back and they decide that they don't want to get divorced. And that's, you know, that's good. But also they have an opportunity to learn who they are. So maybe some of the things where they might have been compromising in the past in the relationship, they learn how to be more boundaried. They learn how to honor themselves more. They learn how to push back. So that could be a good thing. But what we do here in the UK as well is we're moving towards a collaborative. And I think you're doing the same in the States, more towards a collaborative form of divorce where you have all kinds of people or experts that are involved in the divorce process. So you'd have therapists, financial advisors, you know, lawyers, divorce recovery coaches, divorce coaches. You've got some that kind of perform both roles. So they will speak with you once you decide that you are going down the route of divorce and give you some pointers. But also once you've gone through that process, then they will work with you through that recovery.
Right. So I'm thinking we may just have confused our listeners completely. And I guess the sort of kind of like wrapping up, I would say that the timing of doing a divorce recovery program really does depend on the individual circumstances and you having the time available to participate and engage in it fully.
Yes. I think that's good that you've given that clarity. And when we're talking about time, it's not just, you know, time in terms of money, time in terms of time, but it's also that emotional time, because that emotional space. Because the time, you might have the time, but you'll be looking at the assignments and you're just staring into space. Right. So you need to be ready emotionally, because, you know, divorce recovery coaching is not an easy thing. There will be lots of tears sometimes as you dig deep to find out, you know, how you feel about certain things, why you feel very angry, or why, you feel unforgiving, or whatever it is that you're going through at the moment, at that point in time. So it's not just the time to actually do the exercise, attend class, it's more to do with the emotional time, the emotional space. Where are you emotionally? Are you able to deal with that? Because it is a lot of work and it is a lot of commitment, but it will help you get to where you need to get to and move on in a much more emotional, healthy way.
Right. So that's a good point. And you talked about all those emotions there. And I think that those are common, learning how to handle those are common elements in most of the recovery programs I've looked at. You know, there's grief, there's anger, there's forgiveness, there's self-esteem, values. But as you say, each person's journey is unique. So I'm wondering, is it helpful to have a structured program to guide you through it? It is helpful to have a structured program guide you through it. But how do you know what order will work for you? Do you get a book and do it in the order that you think will work? Or doesn't it matter? Come together in the end anyway?
It will all come together in the end. But what typically happens is that, you know, you have someone that works with what I do in my practice. I have someone that works with me. We'll, you know, have some chats and figure out what's best for you. You know, what are your major pain points? So maybe we'll start with that. But I will kind of walk you through what programs we have, and talk about the various modules that we, module one might be this and module two be this, that and the other. And, you know, where would you like to start? I would probably say, well, let's do module one and at least module one and module 12, for instance. Those are things what we need to do. And then we can work through the other ones. Or if you're that kind of person that you really do like structure, we can work through the structure as it is. So it can be, you know, modeled and bespoke to suit that individual, depending on where they are emotionally.
So and that's when you're working one-on-one with a coach. But there are group programs, which obviously, you know, one of the advantages of a group program is it's going to be less expensive than a one-on-one. But do you think there are, you know, what are the pros and cons are there to working through a divorce recovery program as enrolling in a group as opposed to working one-on-one, or even just working by yourself with a book?
I think working by yourself with a book if you need to do that, you need to do it, because I understand that for lots of people, finances will be an issue, especially after, you know, a breakdown of a marriage. But group programs are exceptionally valuable, because you can bounce ideas off each other. You do peer, you know, coaching and peer speaking to each other. And when we've got exercises, you know, in the book, for instance, you can work through each other, you know, with each other. So say, for instance, you want to talk about clarity and focus for the future. You can write down what yours are, he or she can write down that, you know, theirs, and you can compare, you can get that person to really ask you very deep questions to help you uncover, and you won't feel threatened because you're all in it together. For the group programs that I do, we follow a structured process to ensure that everyone's at the same pace. And, you know, if you feel that you need something more tailored to you, then we do that as well.
Right.
But, yeah, to answer your question, I think group programs do have more pros and cons, in the sense that you've got other people that, you know, you can work with. So it's just like, you know, going for an AA class, for instance, where you've got other people that are in the same situation that you, as you are. They might be at a different stage, but they can tell you how they felt. You can share thoughts, struggles.
And something that those different perspectives can be really helpful in helping somebody process what they're going through.
Absolutely.
And seeing a different side of their situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, I am a strong advocate for group programs, although I am actually acutely aware that people might need a one-to-one kind of support, and that is available as well. But group programs are good, especially when you feel that I'm the only person going through this, I'm all alone, there is no other person in the whole world who's gone through what I've gone through, and you suddenly realize that there are people that might have gone through what you've gone through, or people that have gone through even worse than what you've gone through, and you might be in a position to give that person support.
Right. So what about, you know, in a group setting, about having men and women mixed together? Because I think, you know, the plus is that you do get broader perspectives, but the negative is the potential for dating. And even with a no dating rule, I think I've seen it where having mixed genders, it changes the dynamics of the group. What do you think about that?
I typically do group workshops, but I don't do long, when I say long, I don't do, you know, like a 2 month or 3 month or 90 day program in a mixed gender group, for the same reasons you've actually mentioned, more because of the change of dynamics. And if a particular person, maybe it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, if you've had such a hard time in your divorce, sometimes you see the other person as your ex-spouse. And so when you're busy, you share. So how has your week been, for instance? So we have a session. How's your week been? Can someone share? Oh yeah, this week has been really great, but I had this happened, and I really, and then maybe someone else shares. They say something that's probably similar to what another member of the group might have gone through in their relationship. And it just brings up a lot of trust issues, you know, and then you as the coach, you've got to manage that relationship, manage the dynamics. And the worst thing that can happen is if one of the coachees feels that you're siding her or him as against the other person. You can't afford to do that. So what I typically try to do for the longer programs, longer group programs, is to make it, you know, gender specific.
Okay, so that's something for our listeners to think about. And then you've talked about having workshops versus longer group programs. And what's one of the questions I had is, what is a better format? Is it better to kind of cram it all in and in a concentrated format over a weekend? Or do you think that people is the healing and the recovery deeper, more effective if it's spaced out over a period of several months?
Personally, you know, I tell people that divorce recovery coaching is not like, how to make more money or how to look for a new job and all these other coaching programs that we have. You know, this is something to do with your emotions. So you can't cram it over a weekend. Your marriage wasn't, most marriages
lasted longer than a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just the fact that you've fallen in love with this person, that process, it takes a long time to actually you know, untangle that or get disentangled from your relationship. It's not a one day thing. It's not a weekend thing. And sometimes even after a 12-month program, there might still be things that you were battling with.
Right.
But the good thing is that you will have the tools and the strategies to help you when those situations come up. So no weekend intensive divorce recovery program. No, no, no.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, Zena. That's and I appreciate your perspective on that. We're almost coming up on our time here. I was wondering if you have one more piece of advice or suggestions for our listeners on divorce recovery.
Personally, I believe that as soon as, like I said earlier, and as soon as you've received your decree absolute or your final decree, you need to be thinking about what do I need to do to grab hold of my new beginnings? How can I turn this on its head? I mean, we always hear of the thing, if life gives you lemon, make lemonade. And we hear that all the time. It's so cliche, but it's really true. When you've come out of a traumatic relationship, you need to figure out, how do I get back on my feet? How do I land on my feet? How do I bounce back? And trust me, wherever you are around the world, you can bounce back. You can make lemonade. You can reinvent yourself to be bigger and better than you ever were. The golden rule is to become better and not bitter.
Mm, that's a great golden rule. I really like that one. Thank you so much for joining us, Zena.
Oh, thank you so much, Mandy. It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed myself.
Listeners, I'm Mandy Walker, and this is Conversations About Divorce, and today we've been talking about divorce recovery programs. My guest was Zena Arinze, who is based in London, England. She's a multi-talented lady, author of Reinvent You, How to Move from We to Me After Divorce, and her website is believeandliveagain.com, and you can find out more about Zena's work there. I have a confession to make. I didn't do a divorce recovery following my divorce. That was about 10 years ago. And as I say, I do think these programs are a lot more common today. What I did do, though, is I started interviewing other people about what they had accomplished since their divorce, what they had learned and why that was significant for them. And I started posting their stories on my blog at sincemydivorce.com. I learned something from each and every person I interviewed, and I still do. But I didn't realize it at the time. But looking back, I can see that that was my recovery program. And I am a different person than I was when I divorced. And I think that's positive. As Zena and I have talked about, these programs take many different shapes and sizes. So I would encourage you to commit to participating in a program that decide when would be the best time for you to do this. And really consider the format that you think will best suit you. And then go out and find it. I promise you, this is not something you will regret investing your time in. And again, I'm Mandy Walker. Thank you for listening to Conversations About Divorce. If you're looking for more support with ending your marriage, making that transition from we to me, please do check out my blog at sincemydivorce.com. And I hope you'll join us again next time.